Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about contemporary music, and specifically I would like to talk about the way in which contemporary music has been changing over the last 50 years, consistent with the kind of research which I have been doing. Contemporary music indicates that we are becoming less intelligent, that we are becoming more emotionally incontinent, that we are becoming more depressed, and that we are becoming more narcissistic. But before I do that, I would like to implore you, please, 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 to subscribe. Subscribe here, and most importantly, subscribe over on my Substack, thejollyheretic.com, where I put the spiciest content and in-person interviews and all kinds of stuff, which I daren't put on YouTube, and where, if you enjoy what I do, then you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. Right, back to the video. Now, what is going on in the world of music, and how does this relate to evolutionary and cultural trends more broadly? Well, a very interesting paper has just been published called Song Lyrics Have Become Simpler and More Repetitive Over the Last 5 Decades by Emilia Paredo Caballero et al. In the journal Scientific Reports. And in this journal, they analyse songs of various genres over the last 5 decades, specifically rap, country, pop, R&B and rock. And they show that there have been consistent changes. The level of vocabulary richness has declined. The level of readability of the lyrics has declined. The complexity of the lyrics have declined. And the lyrics have become considerably more repetitive. In terms of the emotion involved, they have become angrier. There is far more negative emotion in the lyrics, and also the lyrics have become very considerably more personal. More and more of the songs are about personal experiences, what I think, what I feel, and so forth, rather than things such as ballads or whatever it happens to be. In addition, there have been interesting changes in the extent to which this has happened. It is the most pronounced, i.e. the movement towards being angry and negative, is the most pronounced in rap music, and it is the least pronounced in country music. Now, I thought this was a very, very interesting finding. And it's something, and by the way, I'm also, there's other research which has indicated, that they don't look at it here, that the length of songs has become shorter over decades as well. The length of pop songs has decreased. They have actually become shorter. Now, this is all extremely interesting. I'm not a fan of music. Really, music is the thing I know the least about. I know what I like. I like Iron Maiden. The first thing I bought with my own pocket money when I was about 7, and I used to get, I don't know how much it was, £2 a week or something like that, was Can I Play With Madness by Iron Maiden. This would have been in about spring 1988. And then not long after that, I bought, with my own pocket money, I bought the album Seventh Son of a Seventh Son by Iron Maiden. And thereafter, I would regularly save up, and every however long it took me to accrue the relevant amount of money, I would buy myself a new Iron Maiden album. Now, one of the things that people that have looked into Iron Maiden will tell you is that the lyrics are indeed incredibly complicated, incredibly rich. They are not personal. They tend to draw upon all kinds of themes. They draw upon Greek myth, for example, in the album Power Slave, or in Egyptian myth. They draw upon the Bible, for example, in Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, or in Peace of Mind. These are rich, complicated, poetic lyrics, and experts in music have compared the quality of Iron Maiden's music to the kind of thing that you get in operas. And this, you've got to remember, it remains a very popular band, but it was a very popular band when I was a kid in the late 80s, and you had Can I Play With Madness, that did very well in the charts. You had The Evil That Men Do, that did very well in the charts. Another band that I liked at the time, I think I might have bought again this with my own pocket money, was 10,000 Maniacs. And likewise, Natalie Merchant. Likewise, complicated lyrics, complicated music, whatever. Now, this is what they notice is changing in the research. This is what is changing. Everything is simplifying. Now, this is consistent with other bodies of research. For example, a number of studies have found, using representative corpuses of texts, that are language that we speak in has become more emotional. It became more rational across time from the 16th century, more analytic words across time from the 16th century to about 1900. And then with a bit of a, like, not so, quite so fast, but it continues to become more analytical and more rational until about 1980, until the 80s. And then it starts to become rather more emotional. The language that we use starts to become rather more emotional. And this dramatically speeds up from the year 2000 onwards, where the language that is used in representative corpuses of Western texts becomes more and more and more emotional across time. And this is, of course, consistent with the way in which these pop songs over the last 50 years and other genres are becoming more and more and more emotional across time. Secondly, there is evidence that we have become more narcissistic across time. There are a number of studies that have looked at this. Narcissism is ideas that you are entitled, that you feel that you are important, that you feel that you are, you know, worthwhile, that you have a high sense of self-esteem, that you think that you're better than other people, and all this sort of self-absorbed and so forth. And levels of narcissism appear to have gone up across time, and particularly since about the 1990s among children. Again, this is consistent with changes in the lyrics. Thirdly, it's simply a matter of intelligence. IQ is going down. Now, what is IQ? IQ is intelligence, the ability to solve problems and how quickly you can solve them. This reached a peak in about 1870, and since then, based on numerous measures, proxy measures, reaction times getting longer, colour discrimination getting worse, because if you can discriminate between different qualities, you can better solve a problem, and intelligence is about solving problems. Per capita major innovation getting worse, alleles associated indirectly with very high intelligence decreasing in prevalence in the population, vocabulary, the use of high order words are thinking tools, so the more intelligent you are, the more complicated and specific words you have to use, decreasing in representative samples of texts and all of this sort of thing. We have definitely become less intelligent across time. Now, there are certain correlates to IQ and to low IQ. Now, one of these is complexity. People that are intelligent can think in a more complex way, and they are attracted to complexity, and they are attracted to that which is analytic, because they basically enjoy solving problems. So consistent with IQ going down, the lyrics of these songs are becoming less complex across time. Repetition is just an example of low complexity. So again, this is consistent with IQ going down, that songs should become more repetitious across time. Songs have become more simple across time. This is all consistent with declining IQ. And as I mentioned earlier, songs are also becoming shorter. Now, one of the correlates of intelligence is a time preference. So people who are more intelligent can concentrate more. They can concentrate more for more extended periods of time. People that have low IQ, they live in the now. They cannot put off a future reward for an unpleasantness in the present. So they're present oriented. And so the idea that they should have to listen to a very long song because ultimately it will culminate in something amazing, in some amazing emotional experience, they can't deal with that. They live in the now. They want the reward now, even if it's a smaller reward now than a large reward in the future. So this would be consistent with the songs getting shorter because we are becoming less intelligent. Neuroticism, there's a lot of evidence on this as well, that we have become more neurotic across time, that levels of mental illness, levels of depression and other mental illnesses are increasing across time. And so this would be consistent with us becoming angrier and angrier and higher and higher and higher in neuroticism, i.e. in negative effect. And also there seems to be evidence that we are becoming basically just more, so I'll look at this in a minute, we are basically becoming more psychopathic. And so this would make us more neurotic. And so this is all congruous with what we see with the changes in the song lyrics. Now, if we want to understand why this is happening, I think that, as I've looked at in a number of other videos, I think the answer is in genetic shifts, which have then led to cultural shifts. So in essence, there is a fitness factor. Until 1800, we were under harsh Darwinian selection pressures, and the child mortality rate was 50%. Now, what were we selecting for in that context? Well, we were selecting for intelligence, because there is evidence that intelligence is about 80% genetic in adults, and intelligence was definitely going up across time in a competitive... Are you ready for the future of the West?